You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Josh Vernier. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
Very well, C-Dot. How are you?
I'm doing great. Vern, it feels like it's been a while since you and I have talked. For someone that I actually, in theory, I talk to pretty frequently, it feels like it's been a while.
Well, you've been on vacation, man. You've been globetrotting.
I was gone one day. Okay, let's calm down. I was gone one day. Vacation.
Nobody gets more vacation than C-Dot, right, text line?
Oh, my goodness. No, not you too, Vern. Not you too. This is
terrible. It's too easy, man. It's too easy. I got to take it. Let's all pile on.
This is terrible. Vern, I do want to ask you this question. Earlier today, I was filling in on Sirius, and I got a chance to catch up with Jim Abbott. And I actually was not excited
Michigan.
About, you know, he threw a no-hitter, and he has an E60 coming out. I was actually most excited to talk to him because he was on an episode of Boy Meets World. We spent 10 minutes just talking about that.
Flint, Michigan, University of Michigan, one of the most inspiring stories in the history of sports. No, man, that's awesome. I don't think I've ever talked to the Wolverine legend. So that's a nice little feather in the cap of a cap that has plenty of feathers in it.
Yeah, I just love a good 90s cameo. You know, when you go back and you rewatch those shows, it's just like they just always just had like a random 90s athlete or celebrity on those shows. It was always awesome.
Yeah, Vander Holyfield showing up on Fresh Prince, them living next door to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, those were, I guess that was late 90s, but still, yeah, no, I loved all that.
So there's actually a lot to get your thoughts on. What do you make of Cole Reagans being moved to the 60-day IL?
Yeah, I think that's, well, hopefully, I'm going to have a chance to talk with the manager coming up here in about 20 minutes, but yeah, hopefully that's just procedural. You know, this was an injury that we thought would keep him out until August. He went on the IL at the beginning of June, so 60 days puts you at the beginning of August. So it's still possible that Cole Reagans helps this team in the final 40 games of the season. It's a way to open up a roster spot on the 40-man roster for the added Cam Devaney, as with all due respect to the 28-year-old who is about to make his big league debut, with all due respect to Cam Devaney, this is now the final option that this offense has internally. They have exhausted everybody that has done anything offensively. I mean, unless we want to start talking about the 21-year-old and Carter Jensen who just got bumped up to AAA, this is it. You know, the next move to improve the offense has to come externally.
Do you think that this signifies that Reagans is done for the rest of the year? Because I'm just kind of playing this out a little bit. Let's say that you can take him off the IL. I believe it is August 5th. He probably has to make 2 rehab starts, you would think. We're talking about bringing Cole Reagans back toward the end of August. Unless the Royals are in it, I don't really see much of a value of Cole Reagans making 3 or 4 starts in September 14 that's not making the postseason.
Yeah, that's certainly fair, especially now since he doesn't have to go through the arbitration process. Those contract details have been all ironed out as the team and Reagans came to an agreement this offseason. Yeah, no, I certainly would not argue that. You still want him to get back to go into the offseason feeling good, not necessarily getting back to the big league level, but just getting back on the bump. So, yeah, you want to see him get healthy, but sure, if the team's out of it, if there's no chance that he can help, certainly no reason to rush him back, but if he's good to go, I want Cole Reagans out there earning his money.
Are you disappointed that you won't get a chance to watch Paul Skeens pitch this week? I know that it's better for the Royals that he's not on the bump, but I'm disappointed that one of the three games you don't get a chance to go see the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, of course. Anytime that's the thing that always frustrates me is not always frustrates me, but when the Royals are going through a tough patch and people pity me and, oh, Vern, I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you watch that. You know, there's still another team out there, and they have a bunch of professionals, and I have to imagine that of these two teams that are fielding a ball club at the highest level, that there are some intriguing players or noteworthy stars out there on the diamond. So, yeah, seeing someone great, we all love it as a sports fan. So, yeah, it's disappointing, but the Royals are desperate for wins. And Paul Skeens, shoot, man, it's going to be tough to beat the guy tonight, Mitch Keller. Paul Skeens, thank God this offense isn't seeing him.
I don't know if we've seen anything like Skeens so far. Like, it reminds me of Greinke when he won the Cy Young back with the Royals. I believe that was in 2007. Just a pitcher who has been generational, gets very little run support. We're talking about a guy who has a sub-2 ERA that's going to start the All-Star game, or should, for the first 2 years of his career. He has one win in his last 13 starts. Mm. He's 4-7 this year, and no pitcher has ever won the Cy Young with the losing record, but he is by far and away the favorite to win the award.
Wow, wow. Yeah, I didn't realize just how many L's he's been a part of. Noah Cameron knows about that. Noah finally getting a win last night, his 11th start. Royals had lost 8 of his first 10 outings. Yeah, but that's the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. I mean, Pirates haven't been relevant in 2 decades. They don't spend money. And when they do, they spend it incorrectly. They make awful moves. It's a terrible franchise. Bottom line.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple of more minutes here. Vern, Passan thinks that the Pirates have the best stadium in baseball, more modern stadium, not comparing it to a Fenway or a Wrigley. Have you been to Pittsburgh Park? No. What do you think of it?
No, never been there. But yeah, I've always heard that and Seattle are the two best, and yet to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To attend a game at either.
Is there another stadium that's also on your list? So, like, if you're making your list, what are the stadiums that you haven't been to that you want to make sure you catch a game at some point?
Fenway. Fenway's the only one I haven't been to. I've driven past it, but I've never been to a game there. So, Without question, the legendary Fenway Park would be the answer.
Yeah, that's probably number one on my list, too. I've been to Wrigley Field a couple of times, and when you just walk in there, Wrigley's just special. Like, it's really hard to explain to people that haven't been there. It's one thing to see it on TV. It's another thing to actually go and watch a game there. Wrigley's incredible.
Yeah, and what's interesting, listen, spring training. But of all the spring training games or stadiums to attend, Sloan Park, where the Cubs play, obviously it's not Wrigley, but what you're describing, that intangible of when you walk in, am I rooting for the Cubs? Wait, what the hell's going on here? You know, you're singing the Go Cubs Go song after you're like, I don't even like the Cubs. That happens even in their ballpark out there in spring training. Yeah, the Cubs do baseball right, especially when you get those afternoon games at Wrigley.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a few more minutes here. We were just talking about this right before you popped on. Do you see trading Seth Lugo for the Royals as waving the white flag?
If they do it today, yeah. Yeah, just because they don't have another starter that could fill his spot in any capacity. I mean, it would be 45-year-old Rich Hill who's getting his brains beat in this afternoon up in Omaha. If you pull the trigger right now on the 8th of July, how do you offset it? Do you believe in the offense that we've seen over the past week? That would be my response right now. If J.J. Piccolo came to me and if I'm John Sherman, he says, hey, I want to trade Seth Lugo. Yeah, okay, I agree. We got to trade Seth Lugo. But that is a white flag. Unless you can prove to me that it's not a white flag, man, I want you to take this thing all the way to July 31st. We got 70 games to go. Majority of those games are at home. I'm not interested in waving the white flag 3 weeks before the trade deadline. No, I agree. You got to move him. No reason to hang on to a guy that you're not going to sign this offseason in a market like this, in a season like this. But if I'm John Sherman, I'm not willing to wave that white flag until the deadline of the 31st. Because, I don't see where you would turn to and say, okay, we just lost one of the 30 best pitchers in the sport this season. But we're still going to stay in the fight because we can cover it here. You know, the Tigers were able to cover it last season because of their bullpen and their pitching chaos. I don't know how the Royals would cover losing Seth Lugo. But I agree, you got to move him. But if I'm the, you know, head people in charge, I'm going to take it closer to the wire. His price is only going to go up so long as I believe in his health.
And I think that's a very fair stance to have. What I was kind of debating with the text line is, to me at that point, if you are keeping Lugo, let's say it's July 27th, and you're keeping him with the hope that you're five games back of the third wild card spot, that you're going to make a push for, to me, you're not thinking about the bigger picture. Right. I think the Royals can really set themselves up in 26. If you got Bubich, Reagans is back healthy, Noah Cameron, you make some moves in the outfield.
Waka.
Yeah, to then solidify their lineup, the Royals could win the division in 2026. And to your point, to what you just said, Seth Lugo is just not going to be on the team next year. He is going to opt out and be a free agent. So if you're telling me that right now his value could not be as hot as it is right now, you owe it to yourself to turn that into legitimate prospects, win that trade, and use those pieces to help you win your division next year.
And right now, I don't think you could get something for Seth Lugo that helps you in 26. Now, right now, as we get closer to the deadline and teams get more and more desperate, then yeah, possibly. But right now, and maybe that sounds silly because, man, if you acquire him now, you get an extra four starts out of Seth Lugo. Why would you wait? Because you got to think of the type of team that's looking to add Seth Lugo, right? It's a team that has plans of making it to the postseason this year, and you have to imagine plans of making it to the postseason next year. So how many big league ready bats or big league ready arms does a team that's trying to go to the postseason this season, how many big league ready pieces are they willing to part with as they prepare for a postseason push in the final 2 months? Now, again, as we get closer to the deadline, prices will go up and teams will get desperate. And there will be, you know, about a half a dozen teams that are in a playoffs or bust scenario. Obviously, that's not the case for the Royals. So if I'm JJ, if I'm John Sherman, I'm praying Seth Lugo stays healthy tonight, and I'm hoping that price goes up and hoping that more teams stay in it, right? You want the Diamondbacks to stay in it so they don't make Zach Gallen available. You want the other right-handed trade options to stay on quality teams, because to me, in a market like this, even if the Royals get red hot and win every single game going into the All-Star break, you still need to trade Seth Lugo. If you're above 500, I still think you need to trade Seth Lugo, because if you're above 500, that means maybe this offense is starting to turn it around, because it's not just we're living and dying with our starting pitching. Again, it goes back to my edict to the front office. Prove to me that it's not a white flag and you can move Seth Lugo today. But until you can do that, let's take this thing to the deadline.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today, our Royals insider, as the Royals won game one against the Pirates to potentially sweep this series. Vern, I was watching the game yesterday and I was thinking, I know things aren't so hot for the Royals, but it could always be worse. They could be the Pirates.
Oh, my goodness.
That seems bad. That seems real bad.
And there's no hope for the future. You remember 2009 is when Greinke won that Cy Young. Yeah, I would imagine it felt a lot like 2009 of how do we have this freakazoid talent? And to be honest, Skeens might be even better than Greinke at that point, right? When Greinke's not coming out of college the way that Paul Skeens was, and they can't even give him a win. Yeah, that's makes you appreciate where we're at, no doubt.
That is our guy joining us on the show, Josh Vernier. Vern, we appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.